We pick up the story in the 21st chapter of Genesis, reading the first through the seventh verses. Listen now for God's word. Now the Lord dealt with Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son, whom Sarah bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah said, "God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me." And she said, "Who would ever have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." This is the word of the Lord. So have you ever found yourself laughing at an inappropriate time? I remember receiving a call from a friend on the day that he proposed to his longtime girlfriend. I was excited to see his name pop up on my phone. I knew that that was the big day, and I asked him how it went. He said, "Not the way I anticipated." Uh-oh. I braced myself, preparing to be the supportive and compassionate shoulder to cry on, expecting him to unfurl the events of the day. He had prepared everything, down to the most intricate detail, every moment orchestrated. The couple spent a wonderful day outside together, biking and walking in the park. Then they came back to his apartment where the space had been perfectly prepared for the magical moment. While she prepared to go out for dinner, my friend paced the room, mustered his courage, and nervously pulled the ring out of its box. She walked into the room. He got down on one knee and asked her to marry him. And that's when the unexpected happened. My friend's girlfriend erupted in laughter, and she could not stop laughing. For what seemed like an eternity, she just laughed and laughed and patiently at first, and then with increasing anxiety, my friend repeated the question. I said, "Will you marry me? Is that a yes or a no? Are you okay? Seriously, just say something." Now, I'm glad to report that the end result was positive, and the couple is happily married today. Still telling that wonderful story of unanticipated laughter that began it all. Perhaps you have a similar story. Laughter is one of those reactions that is entirely beyond our control and therefore a little dangerous, a little risky. Maybe you think of something funny in the middle of a somber movie, or get tickled during a serious worship service. And most of us know from experience, from personal experience, what happens whenever you try to hold laughter in. It's not pretty. This morning's passage from Genesis is perhaps the ultimate scriptural account of inopportune laughter. It begins with an angel, a divine messenger, visiting Abraham with the unbelievable news that he will be given a son. Now, the news is unbelievable for very practical reasons, which Genesis delicately relates. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. Get the point? The text leaves out one important detail that you should know, however. The announcement delivered by that messenger of God is the one piece of news that Sarah has waited to hear for her entire life. She had hoped and wished and prayed, begged and pleaded, and finally given up on the possibility. And so Sarah, overhearing the angel from just outside the tent, laughs. She laughs a little to herself. At least she thought it was to herself. The rest of the encounter, as it is described in the text, might lead us to believe that God is somehow displeased and that Sarah is embarrassed, that the laughter was poorly timed and ill-advised, that Sarah should have known better, that Sarah should have had a little more faith or trusted God more, or accepted the truth of the angel's promise overheard unintentionally from outside the tent. But I'm not so sure about that. Think again about the circumstances of this encounter. Angelic messengers? A secret overheard? The wonder of the promise? The sheer absurdity of the possibility? On second thought, isn't laughter the only appropriate response to the angel? Sarah has just received the most welcome and surprising news that she could ever have imagined. No, that she could never have imagined. So of course she laughs. Sarah, there is no need to deny it, no need to be embarrassed by it. It's not within your control. You are surprised and overwhelmed. And so the birth of a miraculous possibility begins in laughter. And so does this sacred waiting season. With the gratitude and abundance of Thanksgiving celebrations still fresh in our memories, we come to worship this day and we embark on a brand new journey. We call this journey, this pilgrimage, this season, Advent. And when we do, we mean to say that something is on its way. People look east. Something wonderful, something unexpected, something miraculous is already on its way. Something that will bring laughter and joy. Throughout the next 4 weeks, we will be opening our hearts and our minds to all that God intends to give us this season. At second, we will watch and we will wait and we will pray and we will plead with four faithful women. These women will guide our worship this Advent. Sarah, Hannah, Elizabeth, Mary. They will teach us to be vulnerable in our worship, to wait in hope even when hope feels most distant, to acknowledge pain and welcome the knowledge of it from others, to be open to the unexpected, to welcome newness when it comes, but not to forget that despair often lingers, for the night is long. This is no season for holding back, no season for restraining our expectations. This is the time. This is the time to make your deepest longings known to God and to trust that with God all things are indeed possible. For at the center of this morning's story stand the words of God to Abraham, words that might reframe your perspective this season, words that come in the form of a rhetorical question: is anything too wonderful for God? The answer, of course, is no. Nothing too wonderful. And so, surprised by the wonder of God's blessings, we join Sarah in joyful laughter. Laughter is almost always the result of some kind of surprise, some unexpected or unforeseen turn of events. At my house these days, there is a game that is played whenever Dad comes home and the garage door opens. I can hear it through the door as I open the door into the kitchen. Let's hide, Daddy's here. Wherever that hiding place may be, underneath the couch or the table or just around the corner from where I walk into the door, the point is the same. Let's scare Daddy. And so as I walk in the door, a 6-year-old and a 2.5-year-old pop out from their hiding places. Ah! Laughter always ensues. Laughter is the result of surprise, being caught off guard by the unexpected, the unforeseen. And I think the same could be said of faith. In a brilliant sermon, perhaps the 20th century's greatest theologian, Reinhold Niebuhr, wrote, "Humor is a prelude to faith. Laughter is the beginning of prayer." Niebuhr writes, "Laughter is swallowed up in prayer, and humor is fulfilled in faith." I think Niebuhr was on to something. Think about how laughter gets you beyond yourself. How laughter protects you against the danger of taking yourself too seriously. How laughter overtakes us in a way that leaves no room for pretense or shame. I remember coming up the escalator at the Atlanta airport and watching as a young man in a military uniform sprinted up the escalator and across that massive lobby, sprinted to the place where his wife and 2 young daughters were waiting. They held signs, "Welcome home, Daddy." And the laughter and the tears joined together as they embraced. And then the unexpected happened. Their emotion was contagious. It overcame everyone who witnessed the scene. And casting aside our formalities and our strangeness in that space, we joined in applause and wide smiles. And the whole Atlanta airport lobby erupted in laughter. For Sarah, laughter was the beginning of faith, the first step in her acceptance of a gift too good to be true. And yet Sarah knew that gift was true, so that when it arrives, she names the baby Isaac. The name means he laughs. So, Sarah, you are no longer denying it. Embrace instead the gift of laughter and its reminder that God is the giver of all joyful gifts, often when we least expect them. And what about you? This morning, is there something in your life that you think is impossible for God? Too wonderful to expect? Have you given up waiting? Stopped anticipating that the gift will ever come? Or are you overcome with despair at the state of the world or the challenges you face? If so, this morning's story offers itself to you. This season of unexpected surprises, unimagined possibilities stretches out before you. The start of Advent, the beginning of December, the commencement of a new church year. By tradition, this first Sunday in Advent, this first Sunday of the liturgical calendar, is always centered on the theme of hope. So what is it you are hoping to receive these precious days before the celebration has come and gone? Which hope within you is nearly extinguished but not quite put out? Which possibilities seem to you laughably absurd and yet, maybe, just maybe, is anything too wonderful for God? When I graduated from college, the members of Warrenton Presbyterian Church in North Carolina gave me a beautiful framed print by Brian Andreas. Andreas is the artist who created Story People, these colorful drawings along with meaningful and poetic stories. The one they gave me is titled Waiting for Signs, so appropriate for the college graduate off to seminary. It has a human-looking figure seated, and above him what appears to be a messenger. The messenger is whispering in the figure's ear. The story reads, "I used to wait for a sign," she said, "before I did anything. Then one night I had a dream, and an angel in black tights came to me and said, 'You can start any time now.' And then I asked, 'Is this a sign?' And the angel started laughing, and I woke up. And now I think the whole world is filled with signs. But if there's no laughter, I know they're not for me." For Sarah, a moment of laughter opened the door to the greatest gift she would ever receive. The possibility of it overwhelmed her. It was too wonderful for Sarah, but not for God. So she began preparing room for an unexpected blessing. As we begin this Advent season together, let us prepare room in our hearts and space in our lives for the gift of laughter, for the unexpected hope of God's breaking into our world in a new way. Amen.